This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We begin our reading and study of the epistles in the New Testament with the book of Romans. It was St. Augustine who long ago said, "You have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you." Pascal more recently said, "There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of each man which cannot be satisfied by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator, made known through Jesus Christ." Read Romans carefully, for it is the most thorough explanation of the Christian life. It begins with where man is apart from God, and where he can be when he takes by faith the provisions God has made through Jesus Christ. The most precious of those provisions for the one trusting in Jesus Christ is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. When He is given full control, He frees us from all which holds us back and enables us to enter in and do all that pleases God. Take special note of the practical instructions inherent in abundant living, beginning with chapter 12. The first two verses of that section declare, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." We'll try to discover how to experience that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God as we study and read our way through the book of Romans. Continue to join us on this program and review the scripts on my website, gettingthemessage.org.